Welcome to another special edition episode of Last Week in Quantum. This is the show where we review the top news in the world of quantum computing and its impacts on the world of cybersecurity, AI, and more. I'm your host, Rebecca Krothmer, and today we have an expert in the field of quantum and AI from Accenture, the absolutely fantastic Elizabeth Green. Elizabeth has spent more than 30 years in emerging technologies, and she is currently the global head of post-quantum space security at Accenture. A true visionary and leader in the space. Elizabeth, it is absolutely fantastic to have you with us.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolute pleasure. And as we are Last Week in Quantum, we're going to touch on one news story today. And that story is ETF expert says quantum will replace AI as the next investing buzzword. Ooh. So this is the ETF expert who is responsible for Defiance Quantum ETF. And if you look at the top performing ETFs in terms of last 5 year returns, this quantum ETF is in the top 30 and it's returned almost 30% in the last 5 years, which is pretty awesome because I think a lot of people think that that quantum is early, right? But we're actually seeing very good returns in that space. So wanted to ask you as a leader in this space, will quantum replace AI, or are we going to see a really strong interplay between the two?
Yeah. So first of all, neither of these technologies are new, even though they are, quantum has been around as a prototype since the 1980s. And so what we're seeing now is that instead of becoming emerging, they're more than just buzzwords, I guess is what I would say. So the AI portion of that hit big this year when basically everyone in the world got to play around with GPT chat, and it just brought it to mind. It made it real for everyone. And I think that's why you see AI in the headlines everywhere in the mainstream news. Quantum is still one of those things that seems far off. But again, the technology has been being developed for a long time. What's far off is how quickly is it going to really impact modern society? And to answer your question, I think the answer is quicker than we think. It's moving faster than anybody anticipated. And I don't think that it's quantum or AI is a buzzword. I think it's quantum AI or QAI that we need to be watching out for. And I think it's this decade that we're going to see major changes to society. And so if you're talking about where to put your money, I would say if you have money that you want to hold on to and do something with at the end of the decade, it might be very good advice.
Yeah, I 100% agree. When I studied AI, and I was studying it about 10 years ago, and deep learning was starting to be this thing that people talk about, but it was still, you couldn't really do all that much with it. And now we've kind of, with ChatGPT and AI coming into the mainstream, we've really kind of found the killer app. And I think that's really what a lot of people predict. We'll find that quantum advantage in the next couple of years. And I personally got into this space because I think that quantum is going to unlock so much of the AI that we dream about. I think it's going to take most people by surprise. And it's cool to see that it's already showing returns, right? So it's a solid bet already. Mm-hmm. And for you, what are you seeing? You have this vantage point kind of above. You get to interact with so many of the top organizations in the world, and you get to help direct how they think about adopting some of these technologies.
Yeah, I'm seeing every business wanting to do something in AI, and probably over the last 2 years, it's been, what are we doing in AI? And then I'm seeing the governments around the world have already made a switch. And then they're still talking about AI, but they're talking about quantum and they're talking about how to keep quantum secure, how much the countries are investing in quantum. So it's already made the transformation to being the buzzword in the government space. I think that it's very interesting when you take a look at AI and quantum together, because the thing that's holding AI back, and I guess not a lot of people would think that AI is being held back because it's moving so quickly. There's so many use cases that are popping up that we haven't even begun to uncover yet. It's moving so fast, but what's holding it back is the compute power. And so when you put quantum computers in the mix, and all of a sudden the compute power is exponentially, you know, better, bigger than any of us can yet imagine. And you put the transition of AI technologies, you know, layered into that, and you take into consideration, you know, what quantum does. It's no longer an if or and or a one and zero. It's a one and zero and every possibility in between. And so when we start to think about what use cases that's going to impact, I think, you know, the obvious ones are we going to find cures for cancer? Are we going to come up with new drugs? Are we going to be able to better predict the weather? Are we going to, you know, all of these things that need massive amounts of compute power. But it's hard to really imagine the societal changes, the regulatory changes, the ethical changes that it's going to take to manage these. And it's hard to imagine the good that's going to come out of it as well. I mean, it's going to be huge, but I think we're just starting to think about in what ways.
Yeah, 100%. I was just speaking with the CEO of a very large organization, probably Fortune 50. And she was, she's had a quantum program in her organization for several years. So she's been thinking about this quite a bit, but she's still asking kind of like, you know, what should I be doing? What is actually going to matter when it comes to quantum? And I think it, you know, there's so much that we're still exploring. But a lot of it comes down to if you're exploring now, if you're doing it now, you're going to capture that IP, you're going to capture that opportunity far before before the people who are playing a wait and see game. So we can't talk about quantum, of course, without talking about what you spend a lot of your time doing post quantum cybersecurity, of course. And I'm particularly interested in the space side. How do you see it? How do you see the space sector adopting post-quantum?
Yeah, space is the Wild West in all of this, and it definitely is going to be impacted. First, I would say to your CEO, there's really two places that you want to look for quantum, and one is the security side, and that has to happen now. And if you look at the governments around the world, they're advising critical infrastructure, they're advising you know, anybody that has sensitive data that cannot be exposed, you need to figure out, first of all, where that data lies, how it's encrypted, where the encryption lies. And that is a process that's going to take several years for large organizations to do. And so it's a little bit of an unknown when this encryption is going to be not viable anymore, the current encryption we have because of quantum computers, but it is definitely known that it's not too early to start. If you have data that needs to be protected, you have to start with a strategy, you have to start discovering what your current encryption is, and you have to pick a path very, very quickly in order to have time to get through the process. The second thing I would tell your CEO is that quantum computing is not just for big countries. There's a great deal of work being done in the accessibility of it. So we're already seeing cloud hosting centers for quantum computers. We're seeing a lot of advancement in terms of not needing to have these huge cooling systems that make it colder than space in order to do quantum computing. And so as those things evolve and the availability of quantum computers gets better, it makes every company and every person actually have a better chance of access to some of the use cases that might be important to their business. So that's the two paths, the security and the innovation that they need to look at. In terms of space, and I say it's the Wild Wild West because there's really not a lot of regulation or security in space yet, and it's unknown. I mean, any country, any as scary as it sounds, cartel can throw a satellite up into space and do experiments and watch what's going on in the world. And I think a lot of folks are just beginning to wrap their head around the fact that we need to do something to make sure that we're secure and that we understand who's doing what in space and that the world is going to be protected. And I learned something shocking. This year is Accenture was looking at launching another satellite. And I live here in Orlando, so I can see these launches go off all the time right from my patio. But I learned that it only takes about $300,000 to put a satellite into space. Now, that doesn't mean that you've got, you know, the great experiments or you're going to have success with anything you've done with the satellite, but that's what it costs. And so that also makes the availability of space something that it doesn't take a giant country to manage. It doesn't take a giant company to do. It really brings it down to the range of average people. I mean, I don't have $300,000 to throw into space, but average people, and not all average people will do good things with it. A lot of people, a lot of companies, a lot of countries will do great things with it. And so it's a fascinating space to watch, the space of space.
It's a fascinating space. Space of fascinating space.
Fascinating.
Your group gave me a stat, and I'm going to totally butcher it, but it blew my mind. You guys were saying that right now, or 2023, whatever it was, there's something like 3,000 satellites in the air, and by the end of next few years, there's going to be something like 30,000 or more, some order of magnitude plus more satellites. Yeah. Which is
it's moving as fast as AI and as fast as quantum. So you can see this whole thing that it would be great to be able to have a crystal ball and predict the future. I think it would be great. I think we want to know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But we are just starting as humans to wrap our heads around the fact that AI is going to be able to outthink human beings. And so to think that we know what's going to happen with everyone putting something into space, you know, we just don't know. But what we can do is pay attention and do our best to secure what we can. And I know that Accenture and QSecure have done some experiments together in space, which is very cool. And I expect that we'll do a lot more together.
I am looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. It is always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for sharing what the really spectacular vision and perspective that you have in this space with everybody.
You're welcome, Rebecca. So great to talk to you.
And that's it for today, and see you on the next episode of Last Week in Quantum.